One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Imagine this. You move into a house that seems perfectly ordinary. It's a new place, spacious, sitting high up on a rocky hill, the kind of house that you'd never expect anything weird to happen in. But then little things start happening. Doors open by themselves. Toys get thrown around upstairs when the kids are all asleep. And sometimes you hear noises in rooms that should be quiet. But hey, we've all been there, right? Houses creak, things settle, no big deal. Now picture this. It's a normal day. Your aunt is over with the kids for a play date and everyone's getting ready to go swimming. The house is filled with the sound of children laughing, running around, the kind of day where nothing should be creepy, right? Except, your aunt sees something she can't explain, a little boy running from one room to another fast as can be. Naturally, she assumes it's one of your kids, so she heads down the hall to find him. But when she gets to the room, no one's there. Closet doors open, rooms empty, every kid is downstairs, safe and sound. Your aunt, shaken, runs downstairs, face pale, telling you what she saw. A little boy running across the hall. The problem is, there's no little boy upstairs. So now you've got a question on your hands. Who or what was in that hallway? And that's just the beginning. What do you do when the house you thought was just a house starts feeling like it's watching you? Like it's got secrets it doesn't want to keep hidden anymore? When your daughter, sitting quietly in her room with her Bible, seems to attract the attention of something? When the noises upstairs start happening so often that you don't even want to check anymore? The real question is, who or what is sharing this house with you? And why does it seem so interested in your family? Dear Tony, my name is Cheryl, and I'm 36 years old. My husband and I moved into our house in February 2007, and we've had more than a few strange things happen since then. At first, I wasn't sure if it was just the newness of the place or if I was overthinking things, but after a few months, I couldn't deny that something wasn't quite right. It's a beautiful house, sitting on a high hill in a rocky area. You wouldn't look at it and think haunted, but the experiences we've had? Well, they tell a different story. I wasn't the only one who noticed either. My aunt, Sandy, had her own chilling encounter here, and that's when I knew I wasn't imagining it. It happened in August 2007. My aunt had come over with her granddaughter for a play date with my kids. It was a normal day, sunny, kids running around, and we were getting ready to go swimming. You know how hectic it can get with little kids, trying to get them in and out of swimsuits. There were two boys, my sons, ages 2 and 4, and two girls, both 3 years old. It was about 3 p.m., nothing spooky about it. But what happened next left us all shaken. My aunt was in the 4-year-old's room upstairs, changing into her swimsuit. There are 4 bedrooms on the second floor, my kids' rooms, a guest room, and mine. And the hallway connects them all with a bathroom at the end. So Aunt Sandy gets dressed and steps into the hallway, and that's when she sees it. A little boy running from my bedroom into my daughter's room fast as can be. The two rooms are almost directly across from each other, about 12 feet apart. Naturally, Aunt Sandy thinks it's my youngest, Nick, running around, so she goes to catch him and tell him to get out of his sister's room. Only when she walks into the room, no one's there. The closet door is wide open, but the room is empty. That's when she starts to panic. She yells my name, but there's no answer. So she heads downstairs, terrified. By the time she reaches the bottom of the stairs, she can see that all the kids are downstairs playing. Every single one of them is accounted for. When I saw the look on her face, I knew something was wrong. She looked pale, shaken, like she'd just seen a ghost. And that's exactly what I asked her. Did you see a ghost? I thought I was joking, but the moment the words left my mouth, she started crying. She kept saying, "It was a little boy. It wasn't Nick. He's been down here the whole time." I believed her immediately. I knew she wouldn't make something like that up, especially not on a day when we were all just looking forward to having fun. She was so upset, she grabbed me and took me upstairs to reenact what she'd seen. I could see how real it had been for her. She pointed out exactly where the boy had run from, where he disappeared into. It shook us both, but I wasn't entirely surprised. I'd had my own suspicions about the house, even before Aunt Sandy saw the little boy. You see, things had been happening ever since we moved in, but I didn't want to talk about it much. When you move into a new place, there's always that little part of you that wonders if it's haunted. You hear a creak or a door slams and you brush it off. But after a while, it wasn't just little noises here and there. It was more than that. One of the first things that happened was during a storm. My husband and kids were all asleep, but the storm had kept me up. So I went downstairs to watch some TV and wait for the rain to pass. I was sitting on the love seat when I saw the bathroom door in the living room open by itself. It wasn't a gentle creak either. It opened enough that I saw it move. At first, I thought one of the kids must have woken up and was messing around, so I got up to check. But when I went over, no one was there. The kids were all still asleep upstairs, and the house was silent except for the rain. I sat back down trying to tell myself it was nothing, but I knew what I saw. And then there was the banging. A couple of times late at night, I'd hear what sounded like someone throwing toys around upstairs. It would always come from the playroom, which is directly above the living room. The first time I thought maybe one of the kids was still awake, so I went up to check. It was around 11:30 p.m., and I expected to find them out of bed. But when I got to the playroom, all the kids were sound asleep. The toys were where they'd been left, nothing was out of place, and the house was quiet again. This happened another night, and I'll admit I was too scared to check. I stayed downstairs listening to the banging, trying to convince myself that it was nothing or that I'd imagined it. But I knew something was going on. Still, I kept it to myself, not wanting to scare the kids or my husband. Then, there was the house alarm. About 4 weeks ago, it went off in the middle of the day for no reason. We hadn't even set the alarm, and it takes a code to activate it, so there's no way it could have been triggered by accident. I was sitting at the computer when it started blaring, and my heart nearly stopped. I checked the doors, everything was locked, and the power hadn't gone out. There was no logical explanation for why the alarm went off, and it left me feeling uneasy. Another incident that made me wonder what was really happening in this house. After Aunt Sandy's experience, I started connecting the dots between what had already happened and what was to come. It's strange how you can ignore things for so long, convincing yourself that it's just your imagination, until someone else sees something and suddenly it all becomes very real. And that's when things in my daughter's room started to get even stranger. Just to give you some background, my daughter is a high-functioning autistic child. She's incredibly bright, but she's also very emotional and sensitive. I've read things before about how some spirits or energies can be drawn to children, especially those who are more emotionally vulnerable. And it makes me wonder if that's what's been happening here. I don't know if it's true, but after everything we've been through, I can't help but consider it. One of the scariest incidents happened about a month ago. It was the middle of the day, around 1:30 p.m., and all the kids were taking their naps. I was on the phone trying to catch up on some things when I suddenly heard this awful noise coming from my daughter's room. At first, it sounded like someone was yanking the mini blinds off the windows and banging them against the glass. The noise was so loud and violent that I immediately hung up the phone and ran upstairs. When I got to her room, I was expecting to find my daughter messing around, maybe pulling at the blinds or causing a ruckus. But when I opened the door, there she was, sitting quietly on her bed with a children's Bible open in her lap. She looked up at me completely calm and said, "Hi, Mommy." Nothing about her behavior suggested she'd been causing the chaos I'd just heard. I glanced around the room and saw that the blinds were a bit torn up, but that could have been from earlier. I asked her what had happened, and she just shrugged, saying she didn't know. But that wasn't the worst of it. Right after hearing the blinds, I also heard a loud crash, like something heavy had fallen over. I checked the dresser, the shelves. Everything was in place. Nothing had moved. It didn't make any sense. I stood there for a moment, my heart racing, trying to figure out how I could have heard such loud noises and yet find everything in the room completely normal. That night, my daughter had an especially rough time. She woke up 4 times, crying and moaning in her sleep. I could hear her thrashing around in her room, and at one point, it sounded like someone was jumping up and down on the floor. I kept going in to check on her, but each time she would just be lying in bed, half asleep, her face wet with tears. I couldn't shake the feeling that something else was in there with her. Something that was disturbing her sleep. I've been trying to make sense of it ever since. Is there something about my daughter that's attracting whatever is in this house? Is it the fact that she's so emotionally sensitive, so open to the world around her? I don't know. I've read things about demons or spirits latching onto children who are vulnerable, and I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I can't help but wonder. We've thought about taking some precautions, hanging crosses in her room, maybe even having her wear one. Anything to protect her, just in case. But even with that, I can't shake the fear that something is trying to get close to her, and I don't know what it wants. The odd occurrences continued. A few weeks ago, our house alarm went off again, for no reason. Like before, it wasn't even set, and all the doors were locked. The system just started blaring out of nowhere while I was sitting at the computer. I checked everything. Nothing had been tampered with. The power hadn't gone out, and there was no sign that anything had triggered it. It was as if the house itself was trying to tell us something. But what? Aunt Sandy has a theory. She thinks that our house might be built on an ancient Native American burial ground. She told me that high hills like the one our house sits on were often used by Native Americans to burn their dead as part of their funeral rites. Maybe the little boy she saw running across the hallway wasn't a child from our time at all, but the spirit of a Native American child tied to the land in some way. It's a theory, and honestly, at this point, I'm willing to consider anything. I've tried looking into the history of our house, but I haven't found anything that suggests something tragic happened here. No deaths, no accidents, nothing that would explain why these things keep happening. But that doesn't mean the land itself isn't haunted. Maybe whatever was here long before the house was built is still lingering, and for whatever reason, it's making itself known to us. We don't have any hard proof, no photos, no recordings, just our own experiences and the things we've seen with our own eyes. But that's enough for me. I don't need a ghost hunting show to tell me there's something in this house. I've felt it, I've heard it, and I've seen it. And I'm not the only one. So, Tony, what do you think? Is it possible that something from the past is still tied to this land? Or is there something about my daughter, her sensitivity, her vulnerability, that's drawing these strange forces to our home? I don't know what's going on, but I do know that we're not alone in this house. Thanks for listening. You know, Cheryl's story is the kind that makes you think twice about what might be lurking just beyond what we can see. It's one thing to hear a few noises or see a door open on its own and brush it off as just the house settling. But when things start to stack up and when other people witness it too, well, that's when you really start to wonder if there's something more going on. Cheryl's house sits on a high hill, and while we can't say for sure what the history of the land is, Aunt Sandy's theory about it being an old burial ground isn't that far-fetched. Over time, we've heard countless stories of spirits tied to land, not just houses. If her home was built on a place with a past, it's entirely possible that those spirits are still lingering, not quite ready to move on. Then there's Cheryl's daughter. It's no secret that some children, especially those who are more sensitive, seem to attract paranormal activity. Could her daughter's heightened emotions and sensitivity be making her more open to these strange occurrences? Or is it just that whatever is in the house has latched onto her for some reason? We may never fully understand. Whatever the explanation, one thing is clear. This isn't just a case of imagination running wild. From the sounds of toys being thrown around to the house alarm going off without warning, to Aunt Sandy's terrifying sighting of the little boy running across the hall, something is happening in that house. Whether it's a spirit tied to the land, an energy drawn to Cheryl's daughter, or just a restless entity making itself known, it's real enough for Cheryl and her family. Sometimes the paranormal doesn't come with clear answers. Cheryl may never know exactly what's haunting her home or why it seems so interested in her family. But one thing's for sure, whatever it is, it's not ready to leave just yet. What do you think? Could this be a spirit tied to the land, or is there something else at play here, something we may never fully understand?
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.